Here is your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. For northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, skies will stay partly sunny throughout the area today. Highs will top off into the upper 20s and lower 30s, with a northeast wind between 10 and 15. We'll see a chance of light snow mixed with some freezing rain for tonight, lows near 19. Chance of freezing rain early on Thursday, and a chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs near 33. I'm Nick Carlisle. Right now, 23.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As the state of California attempts to implement a policy that would cause massive damage to America's farmers, the National Ag Coalition is going to court with a reasonable request: halt California's extreme action until the judge can consider all the facts. At issue is California's unjustified and false Prop 65 listing of glyphosate, one of modern agriculture's most valuable tools and an industry standard across the world. Despite scientific findings from hundreds of studies and the conclusions of the EPA, the National Institute of Health, and regulatory agencies around the world, the glyphosate is safe to use. California ignored the facts, data, and science, Coalition says, when it added glyphosate to the state's Prop 65 list. Gordon Stoner, the president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, said while farmers are readying the fields and making plans to put seed in the ground, California engaging in aggressive legal wrangling, placing all of us at risk, he says, is a crippling liability for using a product that hundreds of studies, the U.S. and EPA, say are safe to use. The National Association of Wheat Growers, lead plaintiff in the case against California, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. Other plaintiffs include the Agribusiness Association of Iowa, the Ag Retailers Association, Associated Industries of Missouri, the Iowa Soybean Association, Missouri Chamber of Commerce, Crop Life America, Missouri Farm Bureau, National Corn Growers, North Dakota Grain Growers, South Dakota Agribusiness, United States Durum Growers Association. In December, the group filed a temporary injunction asking the court to halt the regulation, but that didn't happen. Stoner said, "We intend to make clear that the hearing of the agriculture is under attack and implementation of the erroneous Prop 65 listing for glyphosate should be halted until there is a final ruling from the judge." Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A salute to the FFA, embracing traditions while looking to the future. We salute Future Farmers of America from United Bank and Trust, Alliance Insurance, Valley Vet Outlet, Fashion Direct, Verona Implement, and Cromie Lumber. From the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Landall Corporation, JD Construction, Truck Repair Plus, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
I'm Tara Fox from the Frankfurt FFA chapter. I've been in FFA for 2 years now. It wasn't very active last year, but I still really enjoyed it because I'm a farm kid, and we got a new teacher this year, and he's been a lot of fun, and we've getting to try a lot of new things this year, and I'm really excited for FFA week and to bring my tractor to school. That's about all I can think of.
Megan Jaquist, Frankfurt FFA. My favorite part of FFA is competing in career development events. My favorite CDEs are public speaking, dairy foods, and floriculture. I enjoy learning about all aspects of the agricultural industry. I am currently taking a horticulture class at school. For my supervised agricultural experience, I raise, show, and sell rabbits. which is small animal production and care. FFA teaches students not only about agriculture, but to be productive members of society through education and community service.
Cody Dutzman with the Frankfort FFA chapter, horticulture and animal science. I have taken horticulture for 2 years and animal science for 1 year. I have gone to speech contests twice, beef judging and poultry judging. Dairy judging too. I've been to the FFA banquet.
A salute to the FFA, embracing traditions while looking to the future. We salute future farmers of America from United Bank and Trust, Alliance Insurance, Valley Vet Outlet, Fashion Direct, Baruta Implement, and Cromie Lumber from the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Landall Corporation, JD Construction, Truck Repair Plus, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Mid-America Network News. Police arrested an Olathe woman after her three children became ill after taking an unsafe substance. Olathe police say that 37-year-old Teresa Rover was involved in a child custody dispute with her ex-husband. She allegedly gave the children a substance that was meant to harm them. The three children were taken to hospitals where they remain in stable condition. The mother has been booked into the Johnson County Jail. A Kansas Senate committee has advanced a bill that would prohibit state colleges and universities from infringing potentially offensive speech on campuses. The Lawrence Journal World reports the legislation would require colleges and universities to have policies that affirm that students and faculty have a constitutional right to free speech. The legislation would also prohibit public colleges and universities from setting up areas that limit where protests and debates can occur. The Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee advanced the bill on Monday. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st. In Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort. Farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Check out seminars, crafts, door prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. Free parking and free admission, so plan to attend the Triumph of Ag Expo. Doors open every day at 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Freddy's Pizza.
Hey, I just got my pizza, and there's a piece taken out of it.
Yeah, that's our fee.
But I paid for the whole pizza.
And you got the whole pizza, minus our fee.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it's just like being charged a sign-up fee on a personal loan.
I'm sorry, what?
You got fee. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a second.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
A Lawrence man who stabbed his grandmother to death has been sentenced to more than 48 years in prison. 19-year-old Jared Long was sentenced yesterday in the December 2015 death of 67-year-old Deborah Brathauer at a Lawrence apartment where the two lived. Lawrence police say that Brathauer was stabbed dozens of times with a bread knife while she was in bed. Long was 16 at the time of his grandmother's death. He was charged as an adult with first-degree murder and eventually pled no contest to second-degree murder. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a 38-year-old woman died and two other people were injured in a collision on an icy highway. The crash happened late Monday on U.S. Highway 24 east of Wamego. The patrol says a truck and another vehicle collided when both drivers lost control on a bridge. A woman in the vehicle, 38-year-old Sarah Salinas of St. Mary's, died at the scene. Wamego Police Chief Michael Baker says Salinas was a 911 dispatcher for the department for the past 10 years. The man and the woman in the pickup truck were taken to a Topeka hospital for treatment. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. A bill designed to prevent federal tax changes from triggering a tax increase in Nebraska has cleared a key hurdle in the legislature. Members of the Revenue Committee voted 7-0 to advance the measure for debate in the full legislature. Nebraska taxpayers could end up paying more to the state this year unless lawmakers halt the automatic changes in the Republican congressional plan, including the elimination of popular tax exemptions. A former Omaha attorney is accused of breaking his stepson's arm and then driving past the nearest hospital because he and his wife and the boy had not yet concocted a cover-up story. A prosecutor said yesterday that 43-year-old Jeremy Jorgensen is charged with intentional child abuse and tampering with a witness. Both are felonies. He's being held on $30,000 bond. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday and adopted the 2018-19 calendar, with classes to begin August 16th and ending May 23rd. The calendar is posted along with the complete meeting minutes on our website at KNDYRadio.com. The Bulldog Booster Club spoke with the board, indicating interest in partnering to purchase a charter bus for events. The board showed interest. Two board members will work with the Booster Club to do a feasibility study if to pursue this further. Following discussion of adding two certified positions and a custodian for Marysville Junior Senior High, a motion was approved to open a math position, business teacher position, and custodian. The retirement resignation of kindergarten teacher Lori Wright, effective end of a school year, was approved. The board met in executive session for an hour. Two-year contracts were extended to Carolyn Green, Special Education Director, Doug Miniman, Activities Director, Assistant Junior Senior High Principal, Darren Schrader, Junior Senior High Principal, and Jason Wheeler, Elementary Principal, with a 3% increase in salary for the upcoming school year. Superintendent Bill Mullins' evaluation will be conducted later in the year when he's available in person. Consensus of the board is to offer a contract for continued employment to Mullins. An injury accident was reported in Washington County Saturday on Osage Road, just south of K-148. A semi driven by Jeffrey Spear of Wymore rolled on its side. Spear was transported by EMS to the Washington County Hospital. An exhibition of works by a South Korean sculpture artist is being featured this month at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The exhibition is free and open to the public Thursday afternoons 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4. Additional information is online at marshallcountyarts.org. The River Valley Extension District will host a dicamba certification on Thursday, February 22nd at Cloud County Courthouse Meeting Room in the basement beginning at 6:30 p.m. Dr. Curtis Thompson, Extension Research Weed Management Agronomy Leader, will give the training, which should last an hour and a half. For additional information, phone 243-8185. Ethel June Mapes Jorgensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for June Jorgensen.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tax time is here again. Don't panic. H&R Block has your back. Procrastination can cost money and could end up with you being more friendly with the IRS than you'd like. So get your taxes done early and avoid the rush. From the professionals at Little's Accounting and Tax Service, we're here to meet all your tax needs.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O'Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O'Lanes.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Seneca Furniture is excited to announce the opening of 10,000 square feet of additional showroom space for a clearance blowout in the former Hardware Hank store downtown Seneca. Russ Dieters is featuring mattress specials, motion furniture, famous brand name recliners, and more. Tremendous savings on a tremendous selection of quality home furnishing. Hurry in. The sale is limited to stock on hand and absolutely ends March 10th. Seneca Furniture, open daily 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, downtown Seneca.
Here is your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, expecting partly sunny skies and high temperatures topping off close to 31 degrees, with a northeast wind between 10 and 15. We'll see a chance of light snow mixed with some freezing rain for tonight, lows near 19, and winds will stay from the northeast at 5 to 10. For Thursday, we'll see a chance of freezing rain early on in the morning and then changing over to some rainfall in the afternoon, highs staying in the lower 30s. And then for Thursday night, we'll see a chance of light freezing drizzle and a low near 26. As we head into Friday, expecting partly sunny skies and highs reaching up into the lower 40s. And then on Friday night, we'll see a chance of light snow developing, lows near 27. Chance of light snow again early on Saturday morning, otherwise staying cloudy, high of 41. Chance of snow on Saturday night, lows near 21. And then sunshine Sunday with highs close to 47. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late February 47, record high on this date 76 in 2016. The average low 25 and the record low is 13 below zero in 1889. Sunset this evening 6:06, sunrise in the morning at 7:05.
Maple sugaring season will soon be underway in New England. We will share a bit of syrup savvy today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you someone who likes to entertain, throw dinner parties, or just have family and friends over? Do you cringe every time they set something on your treasured dining room table without using a coaster or mat? What damage they may cause? It only takes one time and your table will never look the same. Well, if so, call Berger's Custom Table Pads at 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS. Berger still makes table pads like Grandma had. Half inch thick, fold for easy storage, leatherette top, felt bottom, protects up to 550 degrees, protects from scratches, heat spills, and stains. Your furniture will always stay beautiful. You are calling direct to the factory, eliminating all retail markups and passing all savings along to you. You'll be amazed how inexpensive they are buying direct from the factory. Call 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS for your free sample and kit. Speak with an expert to see how simple it is to order. Keep your table looking new year after year. Call 800-317-PADS. 800-317-7237.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 21st, the 52nd day of the year. Actor Kelsey Grammer has a birthday, and on this day in 1878, the first published telephone directories were delivered to residents of New Haven, Connecticut. Farmers will soon be tapping tree trunks in New England as maple sugaring season gets underway, and they're hoping you'll use their product for more than just pancake syrup. Pure maple syrup gives a delicious flavor to baked beans, sweet potatoes, squash, carrots, or baked apples. Here's how to use maple syrup instead of sugar in recipes. Use 1/2 cup of maple syrup for each cup of granulated sugar. Lower cooking temperatures by about 25 degrees and reduce the liquid called for by a few tablespoons. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2018, the Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Traverse. Also see the new Chevy Equinox. The Chevy Camaro is on display at the Norris Motor Company, along with the new Buick LaCrosse for 2018 and the new Buick Encore. Chevrolet and Buick available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Wichita State Shockers are the National Association of Basketball Coaches National Team of the Week. Last week, the number 13 Shockers came from behind to beat Temple on Thursday before beating then fifth-ranked Cincinnati on the road. That was their first win over an AP Top 5 team in 54 years. The win also snapped the Bearcats' 39-game home winning streak. Shockers in action tonight. That game gets underway as Tulane travels to Wichita to take on the Shockers. 6:30 tip-off time. The fourth in the Big 12, K-State Wildcats also in action tonight. They'll be hosting the Texas Longhorns. Tip-off time in that match, 8 o'clock this evening. And the number one team in the Big 12, the KU Jayhawks, resting up for their big match on Saturday at 3:15 against Texas Tech. Mid-America Network Sports.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, DVWR based on Ford segmentation.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand-deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Starseed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Lindsey Vonn fell a little short of winning her second Women's Olympic downhill gold medal. The American came away with the bronze by finishing 0.47 seconds behind gold medal winning Sofia Goggia of Italy. The 33-year-old Vonn becomes the oldest female medalist in alpine skiing at the Winter Games. Louisville has been stripped of its 2013 men's basketball title and will have to vacate 123 victories along with millions in conference revenue from the 2012 through 15 NCAA tournaments. The punishment follows an embarrassing sex scandal involving former basketball staffer Andre McGee, who was accused of hiring an escort and other dancers to strip and have sex with recruits. And Tiger Woods will be in France this year for the Ryder Cup as a vice captain. Still to be determined is whether or not he gets to play. Rick Everett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. Centralia beat Washington County 74-38. Valley Heights took Clifton Clyde 56-41. Hanover topped Lynn 59-29. In boys' action, Centralia over Washington County 75-37. Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights 69-42. Hanover down Lynn 72-40. Marysville games with Wamego postponed until Thursday night.
Centralia Panthers ruled the Washington County Tigers on senior night, ending the regular season campaign. As Centralia girls win 74-38 to open the evening, four Lady Panthers in double figures, Katie Glossick and Madison Lager 17 apiece, Morgan Framer and Parker Bowers 12 each. As Centralia goes 17-3, 11-1. Washington County led by Tess Ketcherly with 18. Tigers fall to 12-8, 7-5. Centralia 74, Washington County 38 girls play. A very similar score in boys' action as Centralia wins 75-37, holding Washington County to a single score in the opening eight. That sets the tempo the rest of the night as Nathan Rent gets 7 trays for 21 points to lead all scorers. Dylan Beck was off then, or I should say Josh Hayeskamp off then, and that meant there was 9. Centralia goes 12-9, 9-3. Washington County paced by Tyler Nell, 13. Tigers fall to 6-2-10. Centralia boys win 75-37. Both teams await pairing for sub-date at midweek. Reporting for CNBY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Go Blue Jays! United Bank and Trust is proud to support the Sabetha Blue Jays boys basketball team and admires the athletes' skill, spirit, and stamina that makes everyone proud to cheer for them. Good luck at the playoffs, Blue Jays, from your fans at United Bank and Trust in Sabetha. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home is proud to support the guys who make up the Southern Raiders boys basketball team and wants all the athletes to know the fans are cheering for the Raiders to bring home the wins. From all of us at Laughlin Hivett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Macrame and houseplants are back in vogue. If you gardened in the 70s or know someone who did, chances are they had houseplants, many of which were supported with homemade macrame plant hangers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Gardeners know the benefit of growing things, and this includes houseplants. More people are buying houseplants for their beauty and health benefits. High light, low maintenance succulents got many people growing indoors, but now people are adding easy care sansevieria, you may know it as snake plant, and large floor plants like fiddle leaf fig to the mix. You'll find old time favorites, new and interesting varieties of these, and unusual tropicals next time you shop. Just match the plant to the light conditions and the water that plant needs. And once you taste success, you just might find yourself filling every bright spot with the green plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
He was a second governor of Arkansas, a U.S. senator, and a man who led troops in battle. However, he may be best known for his burials. That's plural. We uncover the story behind the namesake of Yellville, Arkansas, on this edition of the American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
If you come to downtown Fayetteville, Arkansas, you'll find Archibald Yell's law office, a small wooden structure that dates from the 1830s.
He was the second governor of the state of Arkansas. He would have liked to have been the first governor, but you had to live here more than 6 months, and so he didn't meet the residency requirements.
Tess Kidd from the Washington County Historical Society shares the story of Archibald Yell. He served as governor, and he went to Washington as one of the state's senators.
So in the 1840s, when he was in the U.S. Senate, is when we went to war with Mexico, so he just jumped up and didn't even resign and came back to Arkansas and gathered up his Arkansas rifles, and they headed down to the Battle of Mexico.
Archibald Yell led men into battle against the nation's foe to the south. The stories surrounding his service are not certain, but we do know of his end.
He was killed at the Battle of Buena Vista, supposedly in heroic fashion. Supposedly his reins were cut by the lancers of the Mexican army.
Perhaps most interesting is what happened to Yell after giving his life in battle during the Mexican War.
He was buried at Buena Vista. Then they brought him back and they buried him at his home here in Fayetteville. And then they dug him up again and they buried him in Evergreen Cemetery, where he rests today. He was married three times and he was buried three times.
And today, Yell's law office is open for visitors at this historical society. Traveling the countryside in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
If your septic system hasn't been working right, check out what's growing around it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sometimes nearby trees are the root to the problem when you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
Trees growing on your property are always searching for moisture and nutrients. Unfortunately, they might find them in your septic system. If there's any seepage from the pipe feeding the tank or the discharge pipe leading to the drain field, tree roots are relentless in their quest to get inside the pipe. Susan Day is an urban forestry expert at Virginia Tech. She says some trees are more prone to messing with your system than others.
If you had a silver maple, which is an aggressively rooted tree, planted 10 feet from your drain line, you would have huge roots disrupting your drain line. I mean, they may actually move the pipes and so forth. So you definitely don't want large, aggressively rooted trees close to the drain field.
It's impossible to predict how long it would take for roots to disrupt a septic leach field because every situation is different. Sewage backups in the home or a blockage in the septic tank can be signs of root intrusion. However, Day says that doesn't mean you can't have trees near the leach field.
I would just plant them in between the drain lines, so you'd have to know where they are, so you're not directly on top of one. And I would use small stature trees that don't normally get to, say, more than 20 feet in height. And those are very small trees. And I would always avoid any maples, any willows, any poplars, any of those species that are aggressive water lovers.
You could install a root barrier between your trees and the drain field. Geotextiles infused with a long-lasting herbicide have proven successful. They run the entire length of the field at a depth of around 2 feet. Some roots might sneak under the barrier, but their pipe clogging activity is greatly reduced. Find more suggestions for keeping your septic system stable at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
making sure the leadership team on your farm or agribusiness has the right stuff. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Whether your leadership team consists of two persons or 20, that team is key to the survival of the business. Rena Strigel is president of Transition Point Business Advisors in Des Moines.
Now is a really critical time in agriculture for people to look at their leadership to analyze whether they've got the right talent to help that operation withstand the challenges in today's environment.
Strigel says farm owners who keep their leadership team in the know will benefit from it.
People want to be very clear about what the future is going to look like for them if they devote their time and talent into helping an operation become stronger.
Ann says Strigel, the farm leadership team needs to embrace the huge role technology is now playing in the farm's operation.
You can't just be a people person or an IT geek. You have to have that ability to be able to interface the two.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Corn and soybean producers, particularly those who farm in lower weather risk areas, could get a break on their crop insurance premiums this year. That according to a K-State risk management specialist who is conducting a running analysis of that possibility. Art Barnaby points to favorable changes in the implied price volatility that is one of the main determining factors in the premium levels.
Well, first of all, I'm looking at the price that is being determined now. It's the February average. And on corn, right now we're averaging $3.95. Last year, the final price was $3.96. That means the guarantee is going to be almost identical. In other words, if you had $400 worth of coverage last year, that's what you're going to end up with this year if you buy the same coverage level, et cetera. On soybeans, it's very similar. They're at $10.19. The current average is $10.04. It's a little bit lower than it was a year ago, but not much. So, you know, rather than, you know, $400, maybe you got $385 worth of coverage, but it's going to be fairly close. What has changed is the volatility number. So if they didn't change the underlying base rate, this is going to cut your premium from a year ago.
He cites the drop in implied volatility for corn as the cornerstone of the new analysis.
What I did was I compared what the premium would have been, and these are 2018 premiums, with 19% volatility versus 15%. I compared my numbers within year. So the base rate that's in these rates is the same in the comparison because all I did was change the volatility number, holding the base rate constant.
Well, Barnaby regularly updates his crop insurance premium analysis in the weeks ahead of the 2018 enrollment deadline. Find the latest numbers online, agmanager.info. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Network Kansas City wheat remains under pressure as
handling both live cattle and feeder cattle here on a midweek Wednesday. Corn, soybeans still doing all right. March corn up a half a cent, 366. May up a half a cent, 374 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat down 5 at 466 and 3 quarters. May down 4 and 3 quarters at 482 and a half. Not good going today for the wheat markets. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat are also lower here on Wednesday. March soybeans up 9 and a quarter at 1035 and a half. May beans up 9 at 1046 and a half. Later months are all up. March soybean meal, $1.30 higher at $377.80. May is up 120 at $380.50. March bean oil is up 29 points, $32.15. May is up 32 at $32.36. So soy complex looking pretty good. Corn is still on the plus side. Kansas City wheat remains under pressure. February live cattle down 212 at 128.17. April down 242 at 125.25. All the later months are down, most by more than $2. March feeder cattle down 312 at 146.67. April feeders down 340 at 149.05. Once again, all the later months are down, most by more than $2. Not a good day so far for cattle. April hogs up 57 at 69. Make that up 52 now at 69.72. May hogs unchanged at 76 even, but all the later months are on the upside. So things look good for hogs today while cattle are under some pretty intense pressure. March cotton is up 102 at 78.53. May is up 99 at 79.95. So cotton is doing well on Wednesday. April crude oil down 21 cents at 61.58. May is down 17 at 61.39. And gold is up. February gold currently up 50 cents at 13.29.30. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is R.D. Laughlin. I'd like to invite you to our annual Angus production sale, March 3rd, high noon at our ranch south of Bowlesburg. We're offering 118 years of experience in our sale lineup of yearling, fall, and two-year-old bulls with all the data. Show heifers, spring pairs, fall three-in-ones, and embryos. See our videos and catalog online at LaughlinRanch.com or call R.D. at 785-587-585. Hope to see you March 3rd.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And what kind of a return on investment does the United States get in promoting sales of agricultural products overseas? I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
People always want to know what kind of return on investment we are getting in spending U.S. tax dollars to promote sales of agricultural products in overseas markets. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we got the answer to that question in Houston, Texas, where the U.S. Grains Council held its 15th International Marketing Conference and 58th Annual Membership Meeting. And here's what they found in a study conducted by Dr. Harry Kaiser, professor of applied economics at Cornell University, because he recently analyzed the combined effort of U.S. GC member support and funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program. Together, totally approximately $20 million per year spent during the study period. And here are the results of that study period. Spending on overseas market development for U.S. feed grains and related products increased the value of those exports by an average average of $1.7 billion per year from 2010 to 2014. And it increased U.S. gross domestic product by an average of $5 billion per year, returning $19.78 for every $1 spent by taxpayers. Not a bad return on investment, I would say. And the program, of course, has been going on for over half a century. In addition to successes related to export value and GDP, council activities created 23,699 full-time jobs with $1.12 billion in labor income each year. Back with the final word after this message.
This is Kevin Jensen inviting all interested bull buyers to our annual Hereford Bull Sale on Thursday, March the 1st, 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas at the ranch. Selling will be 85 breeding-age Hereford bulls, which will include our Denver Reserve Grand Champion carload of bulls. We will sell two semi-Angus bulls from our herdsman Alan Sandberg, plus five herd-building two-year-old females with heifer calves at their side. These are future donor cows, folks. Plus, we will sell 20 semen packages on our Denver Reserve Grand Champion Bull Contender. We have free delivery. We'll keep the bulls until April 1st free of charge. They're semen checked. They're all DNA enhanced. They're ready to go. See you on March the 1st, 6 miles south of Cortland, which is 1 hour north of Salina, Kansas, and 2 hours south of Grand Island, Nebraska. Thank you from Jensen Brothers at Cortland, Kansas.
There is little doubt in my mind that return on investment in foreign agricultural promotions more than pays for itself. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Tribune Radio Networks.
Human bodybuilding has driven up the price of whey protein. This means dairy farmers need a less expensive protein for calf milk replacers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services, designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information.
Always read and follow label instructions. Check registration in your state.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better, and thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so you can tack on a weekend on either end or both for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Dairy farmers feed calves milk replacers so they can sell the cow's milk. Whey protein is the major milk component in milk replacers and has also become the most expensive ingredient thanks to the popularity of whey protein for human bodybuilding. Jim Drakely is a dairy nutritionist at the University of Illinois. He says the most recent study shows they can replace about one-third of the whey protein with plasma protein from bovine blood, along with some additional amino acids, with no loss of health and performance.
And in fact, the plasma proteins may have some additional health benefits to the young calves because they contain the antibody or immunoglobulin fraction of the blood proteins, and so they may have some local effects within the digestive system that help the young calf withstand various agents that cause scours.
Drakely says plasma protein has been used in swine diets for many years and is finally getting more attention for use in cattle.
I think the milk replacer manufacturers like the plasma protein, like what it is doing in the field. As I say, it's a very good protein in terms of its handling qualities for putting in milk replacers, better than some of the vegetable protein sources, for example. And again, seems to have very good results in very young calves as long as we account for the amino acid profile differences.
Drakely says plasma protein is relatively more expensive than some other sources, but it is economical compared to whey. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about calf milk replacement alternatives at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Over the course of the next 10 years, are farmers likely to drastically change how many acres they devote to a particular crop? We get that story from Gary Crawford.
The Agriculture Department's annual look at the next 10 years does not have farm commodity prices changing very much from what they are right now.
It means there's not going to be a lot of movement in acreage either.
USDA economist David Stallings has corn acreage over this next decade
trending down a little bit.
From 90.5 million acres last season
to 87.5 million acres in 10 years. We do have soybeans consistently exceeding corn acreage.
From about 90 million acres in 2017
up to about 91.5 million 10 years from now. Not a lot of change in the acreage, but nonetheless, we've got a consistent pattern with soybean acreage exceeding corn.
Meanwhile, wheat growers have already cut plantings from 65 million acres 10 years ago to about 46 now, and over the next 10 years, wheat's expected to hover between 45 and 48 million acres. Cotton to stay in the range between 10.5 and 11 million acres. So all in all, for most crops,
not any dramatic change.
Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, the United States Department of Agriculture is temporarily expanding Puerto Ricans' nutrition assistance as Puerto Rico continues to recover from the 2017 hurricane. USDA is extending temporary nutrition assistance to that island. A grant is providing eligibility for increased nutrition assistance through the Puerto Rico Nutrition Assistance Program beginning March 1st. The grant comes from the Additional Supplemental Appropriations for Disaster Relief Requirements Act and delivers an additional $1.27 billion. The funds allow Puerto Rico to expand assistance to additional households and increase the benefit amount for current and new participants on a temporary basis. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
KNDY.